I got something before we get going. I know it's been talked about a lot this week. Team, you know, I got a lot of history with, but you know, my high school back home, they're in the state playoffs this week, starting out Abilene Wiley Bulldogs playing Decatur Eagles in the first round of the state playoffs. So I just want to give a shout out to those guys. But yeah,
taking advantage of your mic time here, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't want you guys to get all the glory.
Well, what I mean, you did bring up the fact that you know you're going to be playing the Rams. What factor does that play at all?
I was actually bringing up the history of my team.
I saw that
with Wiley. So,
but you were deflected.
Yeah, you caught it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. What was the question? I'm sorry.
No, I just going up against the Rams. I mean, obviously, we're going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
You know, your sense about a year ago at this time, mm-hmm. you know, you were taking a back seat to the guy now who's running that offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to play the Rams. You know, first of all, they're 7-2, and they are playing really well. I think it's a 4-game win streak those guys have. So, I mean, they're playing awesome. I mean, they're scoring a lot of points on offense, and, you know, their defense is holding people, you know, to not many. So, you know, turnovers, they're creating a lot of turnovers. Obviously, their front is it's one of the best in the league, and I've been around it firsthand, so I know exactly how good those guys are. And there's a guy, Aaron Donald, if you know him, but I think he's underrated. And that's, you know, even though he's player of the year, rookie of the year, I still think he's underrated because I think he's that good. So we got our work cut out for us. And, you know, I'm excited. It's a good challenge.
Casey, did you consider re-signing with them?
You know, I mean, you always consider your options, but, you know, it just didn't make sense at the time.
How come?
Just not a good fit.
Because this was a better fit?
Yeah, okay.
It's a whole new scheme, obviously, out there, but do you at least feel like you know tendencies of some of the individual guys on defense?
It's hard to say. I mean, like you said, it's a whole new building. I mean, there's a lot of the same guys, so I know a lot of those guys, but they're doing a lot of different things when you turn on the film than what they did in the past.
How would you describe your relationship with Jared Goff?
You know, it's funny. I got asked that a lot last year. It's the first time this year. So, yeah, he's a great dude. You know, we've kept up throughout the season. Obviously, a lot of congratulatory texts between the two of us. And, you know, I think one of my friends said it right, just like everybody predicted. You know, Case Keenum, you know, with the 7-2 Minnesota Vikings going up against the 7-2 Rams. So, you know, I'm excited. I really am. I mean, He's a great player. He's playing really well, and I'm excited for him.
What were your impressions of Jared as he was kind of learning the game in that first half of the season last year, kind of watching behind you and how he started to?
He's a smart kid, man. You know, he's a fighter, too, because, you know, it wasn't easy, you know, last year. So, you know, he got the crap knocked out of him a few times and got back up and can sling it. So, obviously, everybody's seeing what he can do this year, but you know, we've known for a long time that he's a really good player.
How close did he follow the Rams games, and how often do you get a chance to watch them?
I've watched them one or two. I think they played a Thursday night game, you know, and just some other times that we haven't been playing and they played. So I definitely try to keep up with those guys, you know, still friends with a lot of those people. So wish them well, but, yeah, so just a little bit.
You wish them well, but, I mean, does this game have that much more meaning to you that it's just not another game?
You know, that's how I'm treating it. It's another game. You know, I know a lot of those guys, but for me this week it's me business as usual. And business as usual is me doing my job. And my job, as I've told you guys many times, is to put this team in the best possible situation to win football games. And that's moving the football. It's getting first downs, you know, and getting the ball in the end zone, scoring points.
You know, you've been asked with Teddy being activated now, you know, looking over your shoulder. But now your play was being scrutinized, too, because of the two second-half interceptions. It's almost like it creates an opportunity now to, you know, accelerate perhaps getting him back in the lineup. How do you prevent that from, you know, seeping into your play and playing defensively, I guess, as opposed to doing what you've been doing?
Man, that's stuff that you guys talk about. I mean, I'm trying to win ball games. I'm doing the best I can. And, you know, that's showing up every day and doing my job. That's protecting the football. Obviously, that's learning from my mistakes. That's continue to do things well that I do well. But, you know, I think all that stuff, that's just storylines for you guys to talk about. So I don't pay attention to it.
What kind of leadership skills do you think you, like, you know, honed upon those last seven games of the season last year when Jared took over? And, you know, you supporting him through that role and still being able to stay ready?
What was the question of that?
Leadership skills. I mean, just kind of being in that situation, did it make you a better leader, kind of going through that rough stretch at the end of the season where, you know, and did you help, you know, what kind of advice did you give Jared at that point, guiding him through that?
Yeah, I mean, every situation you're in, you know, no matter what's going on, you can either, you know, shut down and get worse, or you can get better, and I tried to get better. So, you know, I focused on little things, and you know, I was trying to be the best that I could. But, you know, that's last year, and, you know, it's a new year. So you learn from your past, but, you know, we're moving forward.
What was it like, though, Case, last year when, you know, Jared was drafted number one? I mean, was it kind of week to week? Well, is he going to take over this week? Is he going to take over next week? What was that whole process like as he was kind of waiting in the wings?
Yeah, like I said, that's last year. I mean, you can go back and look at a lot of interviews I did. I answered that question more than enough times. So, I mean, that's last year. I'm looking forward to this year. Two different teams, two totally different teams, you know, and I'm excited for this week.
What do you remember about practicing against Aaron Donald, like, and just seeing that disruption that he can cause up close?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable how quickly he gets to the ball and disrupts. You know, he's a force to reckon with inside. So, you know, a guy that we got to have a plan for, and you know, because I know he's prepared. I know he's, you know, studied up. He's not just a physical guy. He's smart. He knows where the ball's going. He knows his job and how to disrupt different plays. So I remember it a lot. You know, I remember it well because you had to get the ball out quick versus him.
Case, the Rams brought in a new left tackle this year. You guys brought in a new left tackle, and both offenses have really taken big strides this season. How important is it to have a stalwart over there who, you know, you can really rely upon as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think offensive line, I mean, the game starts up front, both sides of the football. So our offensive line has obviously done a tremendous job. You know, I think you guys probably know better than I do, but it was another game without a sack, and that's quite a few this season already. So, you know, we're looking to keep that streak alive. And I think those guys are playing their tails off, you know, all the way across the board. So, you know, it gives you a tremendous amount of comfort as a quarterback, knowing you got a guy backside like Riley, you know, and all across the board, guys are playing well together.
What's the trust level with Adam when you're out of the pocket and he might ad lib a route and put his hand up and you throw the ball up and you know he's going to come down with it?
I mean, I think you saw it last week. You know, you saw, you know, what he can do with a little bit of space and a little more time to get open. So, you know, I got a lot of guys that I like to look to, you know, so to have a weapon like that, and you know, that I think that only helps him, helps me, helps you know, Diggs, helps Rudy, helps all the other receivers, Tread, all those guys, and they build off of it and encourage one another, and it's pretty cool to see those guys making plays like they have.
What have they said, Case, about the about the interceptions last week? I know Coach said maybe you sometimes get a little excitable or so, or what have they kind of told you about those?
I just have to know the situation. You know, I got to be smart. Can't put our team in tough spots like that. Obviously, we battled through, made the right plays when we needed to, but, you know, I just got to be smarter in those situations.
Is this a game where you have to be careful about not getting too excited because you are going against your old team and just kind of take things as you would normally?
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I said it's business as usual, man. You know, like I tell you guys every week, you know, every team in this league is really good. And I'm not just coming up here and talking about defenses and telling you that they're really good because, you know, I want to tell you guys, these guys are really good. And, you know, so I treat every week the same. You know, this may be a little more familiarity with these guys, but it's business as usual for me.
Was there a day that you found out that you'd be starting this week, or is it just kind of an assumption you make?
I figured I might as well just count on it.
What are your thoughts on Todd Gurley?
Todd, he's a good dude, man. He really is. He's, you know, a great teammate that I've gotten to play with. I really enjoy playing with him. I mean, you guys see what he does on the field. It's absolutely unbelievable. So talented, and a guy that I know is just going to continue to be really good, and we're going to be talking about him for a long time.
Case, you certainly challenged a pretty good cornerback tandem last week. What's your confidence level right now in your game?
I feel very confident. I'm confident in how I'm playing. I feel confident in how my offense is playing. I feel confident in my offensive line. you know, with run game and pass game, those guys are playing really well. We ran the ball really well last week, which really helps open up play action and deep stuff down the field. So, you know, and obviously outside, I've got confidence in every single one of those guys in that receiver room. You know, the tight end room, too, everybody was getting involved. So, you know, I love where I am as an offense, and I think everybody in that offensive room wants to get better. And I think that's, you know, that's a trait of a good team, of a really good team that, you know, we're not satisfied. We're still hungry.
Last couple for Case.
Thanks, guys.